This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, my dear brothers and sisters. What's going on? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with the best in this world and the next. In this video, we're going to be talking about the first command that comes in the Quran and the first prohibition.
أَلَمْ يَأْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ
بسم الله الحمد لله الصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Baqarah, the first five verses talk about the believers. The next two verses talk about the non-believers. And then the next 13 verses talk about the hypocrites. And after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes all of these individuals and what their characteristics are and what their reward is, the first commandment comes in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اعْبُدُوا رَبَّكُمُ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ.
Allah says, O mankind, worship your Lord. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is calling all of mankind, the believers, to continue in their obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the ones who don't believe to submit and to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. And uses the word Rabb, the one who owns us, the one who takes care of us, the one who has given us everything that we have and that we need, reminding us of the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over us. And if a person thinks about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the tremendous mercy and bounty and gifts that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given a person, they can't help but submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he says, your Lord, the one who created you and created the ones before you. So who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Why should we worship him? He is our Lord, the one who created us. And there is no ability greater than the ability to create. And to create something from nothing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only one who can create. And he tells us to worship him so that لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, so that we can achieve taqwa. So worship is what leads to taqwa. Because if a person achieves taqwa, then they've succeeded. Guidance and success is for them. Jannah will be their end result. So we need to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to be patient upon it. We need to be continuous upon it so that we can get to taqwa. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
الَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُمُ الْأَرْضَ فِرَاشًا وَالسَّمَاءَ بِنَاءً وَأَنزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً فَأَخْرَجَ بِهِ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ رِزْقًا لَكُمْ فَلَا تَجْعَلُوا لِلَّهِ أَنْدَادًا وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spread out the earth for us to go and do what we need to do. And he made the sky a ceiling over us. And he sent down the rain which causes fruits to grow as a provision for us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is the one who takes care of us. He is the one who created us. He is the one who allowed us to live in this world. He is the one who provides for us. He is the one who takes care of everything in the heavens and the earth. And then comes the first prohibition. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, do not associate any partners for him. Do not make anyone equal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the sole creator. He is the sole Lord. He is the only one who can benefit and harm. And this is the meaning of La ilaha illallah, which is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but that's not enough. There's a second component to it, which is to negate worship for anyone other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Worship belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, for all the reasons that is mentioned in this ayah. That we affirm worship for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we negate worship for anyone else. And this is the key to salvation. This is our ticket to Jannah. If a person establishes faith, establishes La ilaha illallah, then their end result is Jannah. Mu'adh radiallahu anhu said that one day I was riding behind the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he said, "Oh Mu'adh, do you know the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over his slaves and the right of his slaves over Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala?" Subhanallah, who are we that we have a right over Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And Mu'adh said that Allah and His Messenger know best. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over his slave is that he worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone without associating any partner with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the right of his slave over Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not punish the person who sincerely worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without any partner. So Mu'adh said that, should I not give glad tidings to the people? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, no, because then they will depend upon this only. They won't take action. So Mu'adh radiallahu anhu actually revealed this hadith on his deathbed, because to conceal knowledge is a sin. So because of that fear of sinning, Mu'adh radiallahu anhu revealed this hadith so that we could understand the greatness of La ilaha illallah. So we need to understand what is faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is true tawheed? What does it mean to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, so that we don't fall into anything that can negate our faith? So today's exercise is to ponder over these two ayahs, to reflect over it, and to see the example that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is putting forth in establishing who He is. If we ponder over these ayahs and what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about, the heavens and the earth, we see that this is a system. How can this exist without a creator? And a person's certainty in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those who establish true faith, and those who die with La ilaha illallah on their tongues. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
إن الله لا يغير ما بقوم حتى يغيروا ما بأنفسهم